Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's March 31st. It is 5:30 a.m. We are back and ready for the week. Thank you guys so much for getting up early with us. It is a pleasure to have you here. Hopefully coming off of a good weekend. It is a windy one out there. My gosh, the wind definitely woke me up this morning. How about you?
Did it really? The wind was that strong it woke you up?
Oh my gosh, it was, everything was like, we don't have shutters, but it was just like shaking the house and I could hear it rattling the windows and I was just like, And I knew we were going to get wind today. I just didn't know how early it was going to start. So yeah, it definitely woke me up this morning.
With the springtime, my allergies are horrible. And then you mix that with the wind. I mean, I had to wear a mask leaving my apartment this morning. And honestly, it really, really helped. So I use my nasal spray every morning, my allergy pills, my mask. And I feel like I feel protected.
Yeah, there's a high wind warning in effect right now. So if that tells you anything on how bad it is right now, but that's a good idea. I've been seeing more and more people, and maybe it's just because I've been traveling, but more people wearing masks. And I was just like, oh, are masks making a comeback? Are people doing it for reasons like you know, to try to protect themselves from getting all the different allergens in there? Or maybe my daughter was like, we were traveling and we were at the airport and so many people were wearing masks. And she's like, maybe they're sick. They don't want to get other people sick. But I was like, I liked wearing the mask. It kept my face warm.
Yes.
It was nice and cozy in there. I felt like I had a little bit of a shield. So yeah, I can totally understand why you're bringing that back.
And not only do I wear masks for the springtime or just allergies in general, but I use it when I clean. And cleaning this weekend, that's all I did this weekend was deep clean at our whole apartment. I'll wear my masks and then sometimes I'll forget I'm wearing it. And James is talking to me. I'm like, yeah. And I'll say something. He goes, what'd you say? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what? And I'm like, oh, got to take my mask off.
So. Yeah, that'll definitely keep you from being able to communicate more clearly. That's for sure.
But other than that, I really had a low key weekend. Cleaned, did a lot of stuff for Momo. We took him to the vet, just trying to do stuff around the house and catch up on errands. But I'm excited to hear about your weekend.
Yeah, we went out of town. My daughter and I for an early birthday present. She bought me tickets to see Jay J-Hope. And if you don't know who J-Hope is, he's one of the members of BTS. And BTS, if you don't know who they are, they're like a worldwide global sensation band from Korea. And they we're just huge fans. She got me into them several years ago. And that's just been like our bonding thing. And so J-Hope is doing a solo tour in select cities across the country. And when the tickets went on sale, she jumped on. And at that time, all she could get was San Antonio. And she's like, would you go if I got us tickets to San Antonio? And I was like, sure, why not? I mean, it's a birthday present. I'm appreciative. And so we planned this whole trip to San Antonio, Texas to go see him. And man, it was just so amazing. The show was absolutely incredible. We had the best time and just exploring the city. We rented a car and we drove out and we went to visit Bucky's.
Of course. I had a feeling you would.
I think a lot of armies, which is their fan base, a lot of armies went out to the same Bucky's because we're all there and you can tell who went to the concert based on what they're wearing. And we're like, did you go to the show last night? And everyone was talking. So a lot of people made that trip. But yeah, it was a really nice weekend. Came back on Saturday, and then yesterday had Vegas Thrill game. They ended up losing, unfortunately, 1-3, but had a great time being back at Lee's Family Forum. It had been a while since we had had a home game, so that was a lot of fun too.
I'm so excited to hear more about the show and just stuff like that, because although I'm not ARMY, I know a lot of my friends who are ARMY, and what it does and the music that brings you guys together, it's something truly special.
I've never seen any other fan base like communicate the way that they do, have each other's backs the way that they do. And there was something really interesting that happened over the weekend. And I don't know if it was because I am ARMY or if it was because I look like a safe person. Oh. So I'll have to talk about that later on this morning and talk about what happened. That is all on the way. We've got so many prizes to give away, including your tickets to see Lady Gaga. She announced that her Mayhem Ball is coming to Las Vegas two nights here, and we've got your tickets. That is all on the way. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Giving You the Benefit by Pebbles? Giving you the benefit of the doubt. Giving you a minute to try to rock it on up. Do you want to hear Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring? Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. Or do you want to hear Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson? I'm looking for attention, not another question. Should you stay or should you go? Well, if you don't have the answer, why are you still standing here? Hey, 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 hey. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. This weekend, my daughter and I, we took a little trip to San Antonio, Texas, and we went there to see J-Hope, who is a member of BTS, in concert, and it was so good. And so that concert was on Thursday night, so we had all day Friday to do, you know, whatever we wanted. So we wanted to do the touristy stuff in San Antonio, right? When you're there, what's the first thing that you think of?
The Alamo.
The Alamo and the Riverwalk,
right?
That's right. So we walk over to the Alamo, and the Alamo is under construction.
No.
There's barriers all around it. There's some security guards standing there. And I was like, is there any place we can go to see the Alamo? And he's like, well, if you go stand on this street, and there's a, like a corner, and if you go in and if you like peek over the fence, you might be able to see it.
Peek over the fence.
Well, we did that. So we went, we're like, oh, yep, there it is.
Okay, cool.
So, but as we're kind of navigating our way through downtown San Antonio, we're minding our business, and I see these two men walking towards us. And, you know, I always have my guard up, especially when I'm with my kid and especially when I'm in a city that I'm not familiar with. So I kind of look at them and I make eye contact because I feel like if you make eye contact, that shows you're not afraid. Like, oh, you're looking at them.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Did you have something to say to me? So I kind of look at them, not in a threatening way, but just like, yeah, I see you. And he looks at me and he says, "You look very beautiful today."
Ooh. Is that how he said it?
Well, no, that wasn't. Let me try it again.
Okay.
"Hello, you look very beautiful today." And I look at him and I go, "Oh, well, thank you. So do you." And he kind of like looked at me and he goes, "Thank you." And then we just kept walking. And Sophie was so like, she was so shook because she didn't know if this guy was trying to like talk to me more or
hit
like
on you.
Well, I don't think it was hitting, but I think she was afraid like we might get scammed or something. Like he yes. might try to be friendly and steal my purse or something or whatever. And when I said, "Oh, thank you, so do you," and he's like, "Well, thank you," and then we went our separate ways, she goes, "That scared me." And I was like, "Oh," I go, "it's fine, just, you know, you got to be confident, you can't act scared." And she goes, "I'm telling Dad."
I love that line. "Oh, I'm telling them."
I go, "Why?" She goes, "Cause he's not gonna be happy that some guy said that you look beautiful." And I was like, "Excuse me." And obviously I think he was just doing it to, I don't know, see what my reaction would be, but I'll admit it did catch me off guard. Is it a nice compliment? Was it low key weird? Was Sophie right to be ready to report this man to Matt? Like she was filing an official complaint. It made me wonder though, how do you react when a stranger compliments you? Do you find it flattering? Do you instantly put your guard up, or have you ever had a compliment that made you question if it was genuine or just a little too much?
I think that it sucks that us women, we always feel like we're on guard.
Yes.
One, and two, I always think everything is suspicious from a stranger. I always think like, okay, what do they want from me? What is it, something that I'm wearing? Am I giving off vibes that I have like money, even though I don't? Like, I don't like feeling that way, but I immediately think anytime a stranger compliments me or talks to me, I think, oh, they want something from
There's a hidden motive.
Yes. And I think, I don't want to say that was with you, but for me, that's how I feel.
Yeah. I'm not denying that. I don't think it was where he could see if I was scared or if, you know, how I was going to react. And when I was like confident and it's like, "Oh yeah, so do you," I think he was like, "Okay, not a good target." I don't know, but I don't want to assume the worst in people too.
Right.
I love giving compliments and I do like giving them to strangers because I think you can turn their day around. But I wonder sometimes if they think I'm low-key weird. Like,
right.
We were at Bucky's and this woman and her mother, they were in the snack section where I was, and I was buying some of those world famous beaver nuggets, and she grabbed a bag of them and she showed it to her mom and she goes, "Should we get some of these?" And I turn and I go, "You should. They are the best. Yes. You will absolutely love them." And she looked at me like I was crazy, like, "Don't talk to me, lady." She's like, "Okay." I was like, "Oh man, I shouldn't have said anything. I was just trying to start a conversation, you know?"
I want to know what Matt said when Sophie told her, "Oh, you know what mom said? You know what mom got a compliment from a stranger."
Well, he and my other daughter, Brooklyn, they were in Portland and they didn't get home until like 11:30 last night. So he hasn't found out yet.
Oh, he doesn't know.
I'll report back with his reaction. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 31st. It is 6:01. Thank you guys for being here. Hope you had a good weekend. We are back and ready to go. Are you okay this morning?
I'm better.
Well, something happened to you. And when I initially heard, I was like worried that you would come in with like a wrap or a cast on your hand or something.
I thought I had to go to the emergency room from it, but I think it was just like the initial shock of it. And I was having such an amazing day, and it ended with my neighbor having to come and check on me and some blood.
Okay, so what day did this happen?
Saturday morning. Beautiful day. Me and James and Momo, we were out at the park. We had our coffees and James had a haircut appointment. So he's like, "We'll go to the park. And then after the park, I'll drop you and Momo off." And that was that. He went off to his haircut appointment. But in the process, of dropping me and Momo off at our apartment. I get out of my car door. I go to the back seat to let Momo out. And once I let Momo out, I was waiting for him to jump out of the car. And my right hand was on the car door and the windows were rolled down. And all of a sudden, all I hear is, "Move your finger." I'm like, "What?" And I didn't process it fast enough. And James rolled the window on my finger.
Ooh.
Once he did that, I'm screaming bloody murder. All these explicit, like, bleep this. Oh my God. And James like, no. Are you okay? Are you okay? I went to go check on my finger and it was gushing blood.
So your windows like won't stop. So if something gets in the way of ours, it automatically goes back down. It was literally like scrunching your finger.
It was scrunching my finger to the point where he's like scrambling to unroll the window down. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like trying to like to figure out the pain, like, oh, taking deep breaths. But by that time, the reaction of all of my curse words and all that stuff, my neighbor came out to check on me. She goes, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay."
But there was a bunch of blood.
There was some blood gushing out. And oh. I was looking at it. James goes, "Are you going to be okay?" And I'm like, "No.
I got to go get my hair cut. So I hope you're all right."
And so he's like, "Yeah, I got to go. So just let me know if you're okay." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." But
oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
So he goes to get his hair cut. Momo's freaking out because he hasn't heard mom or screamed me scream like that in a long time. So his tail is down. We're walking up to the apartment, but my finger was throbbing. I'm like, "God, it's throbbing so hard." I'm trying to ice it, but in due time, it finally felt better. But when looking at it, you know, when you slam your finger, you think like it bruises, it's going to fall off. I thought it was going to be in that process. Like,
you thought your finger was going to fall off?
Yeah, your fingernail. You've never
heard
that?
Oh, the fingernail. I thought you said finger. I was like, you thought your finger was just going to randomly fall off?
It's going to get amputated. No, luckily we're good. I thought, you know, when it gets onto the nail, it bruises. It eventually grows out and falls off. It didn't end up going that way, but that's what happened. My Saturday morning was horrible.
Injured by your spouse.
Yes.
First thing on Saturday. I know. I always feel bad. Like, I'll injure Matt in our sleep all the time. Like, I'll throw my arm up over my head and in the process smack him in the head. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Like, and he's like, "Oh," and I don't mean to do it. It's a total accident, but I feel like I'm the one that always accidentally injures him.
And how does he feel? He just rubs it off. He's like, "It's fine." Or is he mad?
He's mad in his sleep, but then luckily he forgets about it the next day. So I'll say something like, "Hey, I'm so sorry I hit you in the head last night." And he's like, "What?" I was like, never mind. Must have been a dream.
Yeah, no idea.
Meanwhile, he has a big old welt on his forehead and he can't even see it. So yeah, it's just it's part of living with someone. You never know if you're going to accidentally injure them. I love it. Well, I don't love it. I'm glad you're okay.
I'm good.
I'm glad your finger didn't randomly fall off either.
Yeah, we're glad that my ring finger is still there. We're good and we're ready, set to go for the show.
We've got so much happening on the show this morning. Beat Mercedes is back. It is a Minden Monday, 7 o'clock. Your $125 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Also at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we have your tickets to see Lady Gaga. And in just a few minutes with an early edition of Heads Up, we've got your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on the Columbus Fury on April 13th. All of that is on the way, but on the way next, we have What's Trending. Ed Sheeran just revealed his next album title, his long-term music plan, and a brand new song. Plus, he's dropping a new single on Friday. We're going to talk about all that and what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Ed Sheeran, who's trending this morning. He stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and casually dropped a ton of info about his new album and his long-term music plans. This is kind of cool. So first up, his next album is going to be called Play. But here's where it gets interesting, okay? He revealed that years ago he mapped out a 10-album run, which was inspired by Quentin Tarantino saying that he was only going to make 10 movies, okay? So he's locked in for 10 albums, and that's it. So far he's put out 5. And if he sticks to the plan, the next 5 will be Play, Pause, Rewind, fast forward and stop. You know how his first five were all mathematical related albums?
Yes.
And so these ones are going to be like listening to a cassette tape. Play, pause, rewind, fast forward, and stop. Oh, and he's also considering an eject album, which would be an album filled with unreleased songs from throughout his life, but that would only come out the day he dies.
What?
Is that crazy?
He is so smart. And just like, not only is he a musical genius, but the way that he markets his albums and the way he combines them to make it flow is really, really cool.
He's so great. So as if that wasn't enough, he also debuted a brand new song called Old Phone right from Jimmy's couch. Here's what some of that sounds like.
I found my old phone today in a box that I had hidden away. Nostalgia trying to lead me astray. Maybe I'll unright some wrong.
Now, it was only the second time that he's ever played it. The first was for about 30 people at Nashville's iconic Bluebird Cafe.
Nice.
And now we are getting the first single off of his album. It's happening this Friday. So the song is called Azizam. And he gave a preview on social media. Now, the phrase means my dear or my beloved in Persian. And he used it after his music producer, Ilya Salmanzadeh, he suggested trying making music that was inspired by his Persian heritage and culture. And Ed says it was like opening a door to a completely new and exciting world. Here's him talking about the word and a preview of the song.
Not use a Persian phrase or word in it.
How would you say like my love in Persian?
Aziz.
I wanna be nowhere but here with you now. I wanna be one in the space. And the love's just a game, come and play. Aziz.
Wow.
I got chills just now.
I feel like I'm running in a marathon listening to that song. I don't run, but that song might motivate me to run.
Oh, it sounds so good.
I wanna be nowhere here with you now.
Yes.
So there you go. New music coming this week from Ed Sheeran, and that's what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win with Heads Up, early edition for you guys who are up early with us. And we have a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill, our pro women's volleyball team, as they take on the Columbus Fury on April 13th at Lee's Family Forum. That will be Mix 94.1 night. It will also be Ninth Island night.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a party. And the first 500 fans there will get clap fans. You know those fans that you open that clap?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. When you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk to Julie. Julie, you're caller 20.
Hey.
Good morning. Sweet. Let's play some Heads Up. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you to join us for Mix 94.1 and Ninth Island Night at the Vegas Thrill Game on April 13th. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Mai Tai, Multiply, Earth's Axis, Home Run, or Bonjour?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's go with Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ooh, I love it.
All right, Eiffel Tower Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with France, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got this. We just need to get six in 60 seconds. I think we can do this. I don't think we're going to even need 60 seconds,
really?
Honestly. Yes, I'm that confident.
I love the confidence. All right, Julie and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a flaky pastry that they are known for.
Croissant.
Yes. This is the main, this is the capital of France.
Paris.
Yes. This is the language that they speak in French. France.
French.
Yes. This is a snail delicacy that they make there.
Escargot.
Yes. This is the type of hat that they're known for wearing.
Beret.
Yes, this is the huge museum that everybody goes to.
The Louvre.
Yes. Wow. Nice. You have a French background, don't you, Julie? I could just tell the way you were saying the words, the Louvre. Like you said it with the French accent.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Oh my God.
I think we should give her an extra prize just for her accent.
Right?
Julie, congratulations. We can't wait to see you at the Vegas Thrill Game happening at Lee's Family Forum on April 13th. It's Mix 94.1 night. It's also Ninth Island night. And if you want to join us, you can still get your tickets at VegasThrill.com. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about kids and all the wonderful art that they create at school. Do you keep all of it? Be honest. All of that is coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Okay, so now the professional organizers are coming for our kids' artwork, guys. Haven't they done enough damage with that whole Does This Spark Joy agenda? Remember that?
Yes.
Marie Kondo. Get rid of everything that doesn't spark joy. So I have storage bins filled with my daughter's masterpieces, finger paintings, macaroni collages, few abstract pieces that could be a horse or a tornado. I'm not quite sure. Have I looked at any of it since I stored it away? Absolutely not. Do they want it? Also no. But the thought of throwing it away physically hurts me. Parents, do you hang on to your kids' artwork? Or does it find its way to recycling or trash? 702-364-9400. These professional organizers are saying you need to get it. You're not going to do anything with it. It's going to stay in a box. It's not serving you. What do you guys think about that? 702-364-9400.
For me, if I was a parent, I am so sentimental. Everything my kid would make, I would keep forever. I would have storage bins. I don't care how much clutter. I don't care what my fridge looks like. It would be something I could not let go because, like, that's your kid. Like, I couldn't see myself throwing stuff like that away.
Yeah, you say that, but then it starts building up. And again, I'm of the same mindset. Ramon, you have a son too, who I'm sure brings home a bunch of art and projects. What do you do with all of it?
Yes and no. We keep it for a certain, we have like you said, his own storage space full of paperwork, full of bags. And every once in a while, maybe once a year, we do toss it out. But there are some pictures on the fridge that have been up there for several years because he is a good drawer.
That's like the blue ribbon like area. The rest of the mediocre stuff can find its way. Megan, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I once picked it out of the trash when he threw it away.
What? He was like, we don't need this. And you're like, yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm like, he's an artist. He's going to be a famous artist someday. So I have to keep the early stuff.
I love that. That is a true fan. That is such a mom thing. I tried it once. Sophie had made this little scarecrow in preschool and it was adorable, but one of the arms was completely ripped. So I thought, okay, it's time. So I tossed it and somehow she found it in the trash. And cue the instant tears. You would have thought I threw her away. Like she was devastated that I dare throw out her scarecrow that she worked so hard on. So what did I do? I taped that little guy right back up. I kept him like he was this priceless family heirloom. And we saved it. And I still have it. I learned my lesson on throwing stuff away. Diane, what do you do in that situation?
Well, I'm talking about like kind of everything. Like I keep one thing from every season of her life, you know, like she played soccer, or she danced. So we have like this huge box and we just choose one thing from each season.
Do you choose it together or is it your choice? Are you the one that has to make the final cut? Like you're a judge on The Voice and you're turning the chair on one item.
Here's the deal. My daughter is an only child and she could really care less. It's me that has to keep one thing, you know, like one soccer uniform, one dance uniform, you know, her cheerleading uniform. I have to, but she's like, whatever.
She doesn't even care about it. I love it. Let's wrap this up with Kim. Kim, good morning. Kids' artwork, keep it or dump it?
Find a way to keep it that isn't a mess. So there's lots of ways. So I teach kids art, and parents have all kinds of creative ways of keeping their kids' art. Some people decorate their garage with it. Some people take inside of a door and make it a bulletin board or rotate it in frames. But you could also take photos of it and make one of those like Shutterfly books and then throw it all away.
Oh.
And then give the kids the book.
I love that. Do you think that we want to gift it to the people that come pick up the trash as a valid excuse?
Well, you know what? In my classes, they make amazing art. So, I mean, people frame it and have it on their walls. And when they send their kids to my classes when they're older, they say, my parents still have my art framed at their house.
I think that's right. Beautiful. It just depends on how much room you have.
Yeah.
And how much clutter you actually enjoy.
And are you really going to keep it?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There are so many ways to consume content today. And sometimes people will say, I don't know if you guys hear it, but they'll say to me, like, when I tell them that I'm on the radio, they're like, oh, is radio still a thing? Like, yeah, it is still a thing. New research shows over 50 million people are listening to the radio every week as of 2024, which is the highest listening numbers in two decades. And get this, many of them are Gen Z.
No way.
Gen Zers. The stats are out, and 78% of Gen Z listens to traditional radio. Radio is more popular with Gen Z than TV because they can listen while they scroll.
Yes.
It's like a dual thing, you
know? I didn't even think about that. Yeah, scroll. You could download the Odyssey app, listen to us, Mix 94.1, and just scroll. And I think, too, I worry because we're like, oh, when you get in a car, are people still tuning in? But when I hear stuff like this, that truly makes me happy.
Yeah, so this whole radio revival, it comes as Gen Z's moving away from streaming, and they're buying more vinyl records. They're listening to cassette tapes. They're listening to the radio. They say that a lot of young people are sick of digital everything, so they are gravitating towards old school analog tech and more, like actual cameras, stuff like that,
Polaroid pictures, yeah, and stuff like that too.
So cool. You know, if you are listening to the radio right now, consider yourself cool. A lot of people are doing it, and we thank you for doing that.
Thanks for listening.
Also this morning, if you are not happy with your home, have you ever dreamt of a TV home that you wish you could live in? With a lot of Americans having those dreams, what is the number one house that Americans would pick for their house based on a TV show? Think of your favorite TV house. What would you pick? The number one answer surprised me. Now that I think about it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I could see that could be a pretty cool house to live in. But if you could pick any TV house ever to live in, what house would you pick?
I would pick, because it's located in San Francisco, the That's So Raven house was so cool. I remember in That's So Raven, the show, in the kitchen, they had this booth that was red and so vibrant, and then I was like, that's a cool booth. I would love to have that in my house.
That is not even in the top 20, but I thought you were going to say number one just based on the location when you said San Francisco.
Full House.
Yes.
Yes.
The Tanner House in San Francisco from Full House is number one. The Banks Mansion in Bel Air from The Fresh Prince of Bel Air
is
number two. And then Blanche's Miami home from The Golden Girls is number three. Ramon, what would you pick? Favorite TV house?
I was going to say The Simpsons.
The Simpsons is on the list.
Boom.
Number 10, the Springfield home from The Simpsons.
Wow.
You know, do you guys know, Ramon, you might know this because you are born and raised in Vegas, that there is a Simpsons house here in, actually in Henderson.
In Henderson, yeah. I've seen pictures of it. I think it's different now, right?
Yeah. It originally was built, and it was an exact replica of the Simpsons house.
That's cool.
You go inside, it looked like the Simpsons house.
The couch and everything
It was really cool. People could go and tour it, and it was a whole thing, and then someone bought it, and then they just made it a regular house.
Aww.
But yeah, kind of bummed about that. finally this morning, in the U.S., a pregnancy when the mom is 35 or older is considered a geriatric pregnancy and she's of an advanced maternal age. But a woman in Germany who's nearly twice that old just had a baby, her 10th. At age 66.
Wow.
Yeah, her name's Alexandra Hildebrandt. She just welcomed her new addition, a son named Philip, and she had no trouble conceiving. She didn't use fertility drugs. She didn't use IVF, none of that to get pregnant. Her healthy new baby boy was delivered by C-section, 7 pounds, 13 ounces. He has 9 older siblings. Her OBGYN says that it was a pretty uncomplicated pregnancy, but the mom, she credits her lifestyle, pointing out she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she's never used birth control, she eats healthy, she swims regularly. And when she was asked about, you know, is she worried about people saying something about her having a baby at such an advanced age, she says she's only received positive feedback.
That is insane. 66 with her 10th child, and she said she's never been on birth control. So she's like, whatever, let God do his thing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. No birth control there.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. We have our contestant. It is Katarina. Good morning, Katarina.
Good morning.
We are ready to play Beat Mercedes. It's Minden Monday, and we want to get you this beautiful $125 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You know how it works. You just have to guess the song faster than I can guess it. Are you feeling pretty good on this Monday?
I guess so.
Yes, you do. You do. I'm telling you right now, you feel great. You're going to do well on this. I'm going to leave the studio, and you're going to give it a shot, okay? Good luck, Katarina.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. Thanks. She's leaving the studio. All right, Katarina, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you say got it. You got to give us the correct artist and title, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Rainstorm, take me away from. Oh, man, I don't know this one.
You don't know it? 20 seconds.
No.
That's it. Nothing? Not even a guess?
No, that's completely out of my range of music.
Oh, no worries. Okay, let's bring right. Mercedes back in. Mercedes. Katarina, you said you're walking your dog right now. What's your dog's name?
Oh, cool.
Meatball.
Meatball. What kind of dog is Meatball?
It's a mix between a mini poodle and a Bichon.
Oh, well, we love Meatball. Mercedes is back.
Her dog's name's Meatball.
Her dog is
I love when people name their dogs after food. I don't know why that is the cutest thing ever.
Or like real names like Greg or Tom.
Meatball. That's so cute. I love it.
Okay, the next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song. And it starts now.
Got it.
Jeez.
Oh, I told you guys, I love this. This is one of my favorite bands ever.
Is it really?
Yes. It's 311, Amber.
Is it?
I love that song.
Okay, let's see.
I love this song.
Well, you stopped the clock. You didn't even give it a second. 0.9.
Yeah, I'm going to get you on 311. I'll tell you.
Okay, and you're right. It's Amber by 311. And Katarina, Meatballs mom, 20 seconds and didn't know it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Katarina. This is definitely in my wheelhouse here. And, you know, it's a Monday. At least you have Meatball, you know? That's all that matters. But, man, I am super excited. That means we get to play the song right now. So our jackpot, our diamond pendant goes up to $150. And right now it is Amber 311 on Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there something that you see on someone just initially upon first sight and you think, wow, that's a person that I can trust? And what is it? 702-364-9400. The reason I ask, this weekend, my daughter and I, an early birthday gift for me from my daughter was tickets to see J-Hope. Now, if you don't know who J-Hope is, he is one of the members of the group BTS, and he's doing a solo tour. Select cities, he's gone to like Brooklyn, and he went to Chicago, and the only tickets she could get were in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And so we did a little trip to see him, and man, it was unbelievable. The show was fabulous. The atmosphere, the people, it was so amazing. And there's just something about BTS fans that's just different. And I saw this firsthand when we were there. The entire experience, from the themed outfits to the kindness of complete strangers, was completely next level.
I love BTS. I love ARMY fans. I have a lot of good friends that are ARMY, and I feel like I can trust them with everything and anything.
And that's what I want to ask. Do you think that this mother and daughter trusted me because I was a BTS fan, or because I was a mother with her daughter? We were at the hotel, and we were grabbing something to eat there in the lounge, and a mom and daughter noticed that we were fans. Sophie had a shirt that only had the BTS logo on it. And if you're not a fan, you probably don't know what that logo is. It's just a simple logo. And the daughter turns around, and she's probably, I don't know, 24, 25 years old. I guess that her mom would be maybe in her 60s. And she goes, "Are you guys going to the J-Hope concert tonight?" And we're like, "Yeah, we are. Are you?" And she's like, "Yeah, we are. How are you guys getting there?" And I said, "Oh, we rented a car and I bought a parking pass, so we're going to drive over there." And she goes, "Oh." Because we were going to Uber there, but we were really scared about like trying to get an Uber on the way back. And I was wondering if you could give us a ride back. This was literally the first conversation we ever had with these people.
Barely just met them.
Just met
Never
them.
Met
I don't
them
even
in your
know
life.
Their names at this point.
Wait,
I have
what?
No, she didn't tell me her name.
Wow.
So I immediately say, "Sure. Oh." And then it hit me. I promised some other ARMY friends a ride back from the concert. I go, "Oh my gosh. We're already driving some people back, but I'll go back and get you."
No, you didn't. You would go back through that crazy traffic from J-Hope to go pick them back up.
So she said that exact same thing. She's like, "I can't let you do that." She's like, "The traffic will be crazy." And I go, "The traffic will only be leaving. The traffic won't be going."
Good point.
And she's like, "I can't ask you to do that." And I said, "Here, give me your number. And if I'll give you mine, and if you need a ride, I'll come back to get you after." And then it hit me. Why did I feel totally fine doing that? Would I have done that for random people at, say, a Taylor Swift concert or a Beyonce concert? No, I wouldn't have done that. But with BTS fans, there's just unspoken trust. We all get each other. So do you think that some fan bases have a built-in sense of community? Is it just BTS, or would you have felt that instant trust with any other fans? Or do you think they just felt safe with us, not because we were fans, but because we were a mom and a daughter and we were not threatening in any way?
I feel like with you, you already give off safe vibes. You look like a mom.
Safe vibes.
You do. I feel like it come to you. If I never met you and I saw you, you're with your daughter, you look like you're very light. And I'd be like, okay, not only is she a mom, but she's also a BTS fan on top of that. And I think that's where my trust would say, yes, you are a good mom and you are an ARMY. I trust you. I will get in your car and I know that you won't murder me or you will kidnap me. That's what I feel like when I see you.
Well, so after the concert, I texted her and I have her name in my phone. It's just, her name is Courtney. And I said, "Hey, Courtney, I'm back at the hotel. Do you want me to come back and get you and your mom?" And she wrote me back. Let me see. What did she say? She wrote, "Oh no, we ended up getting a ride with someone else. Thank you so much for thinking of us though." And it was just, that was it. That was my last interaction with the girl. Never saw her again. But is there another group or fan base that is like that, that maybe you're a member of, where you see that they're a fan and you immediately trust them? And it doesn't have to be music either. It could be like sports, or it could be some, you know, an actor, you're a fan of them and you know, oh, they're a good person. They like so-and-so. 702-364-9400.
I trust the Beehive with all my heart.
Do you?
I'm Beyonce fan, totally. And I told you, I'm going to Beyonce in a couple months when she comes here, and I'm going by myself. I trust the Beehive that they're guys. We're going to make friends. We're going to be protected. And even on TikTok, I was scrolling. They're like, hey, if you trust that, if you're, it's like they know I'm going to Beyonce by myself. They say, if you're going to Beyonce by yourself, tell us what day you're going, what section you're in. And if you guys want to reach out to together, we'll go together. And I'm like, I'm doing it. So I went on to the Beehive little section and I told them like, hey, I'm going on this Las Vegas date. This is the section I'm sitting in. Would love to meet other Beehive members, and no one has responded yet, but I'm still waiting, and I trust Beehive.
Maybe they don't trust you. They're like, I don't know about this girl. Can we trust her? Ramon, do you have, I know you're a major Raiders fan. If a Raiders fan asked you, hey, could you give me a ride home? Would you trust them?
Yeah, of course, man. They get a bad rep, and I defend them all the time. I've gone on TV and said how big of a family and community they are. I mean, just I'll go by J-Line, all the tailgating. We've let random Raider fans come in. We've given them food. We've given them shots. I mean, ask Steph. She was an opposing fan, and she felt at home.
You were welcome by Raider Nation.
Listen, I'm a Chargers fan, born and raised. I was scared going into Ramon's tailgate. I'm not going to lie to you. The only Raiders fan that I trust is Ramon. Other than that, if a Raiders fan is in a truck, Raiders flag in the back, and he honks, hey, you need a ride? I'm sorry. I'm not trusting a Raiders fan.
Did you feel a little tired after you had some of the drinks at the tailgate?
Oh, not only was I tired.
I should have seen it.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Kristen, you're caller 20.
Yes.
Are you ready to win some winnable before you can buy tickets to see Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay, we've got your 10 questions here for the Mega Minute. You just have to answer them all correctly in 60 seconds, and your tickets to the Mayhem Ball at the T-Mobile Arena are yours. Oh, I'm nervous.
No.
But you got this. You got this, Kristen. I know. We'll just make sure that we are on the same wavelength here.
Kristen, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions, okay, Kristen? And the Mega Minute, okay. It starts now.
Stephanie Germanotta is also known as which singer?
Lady Gaga.
Yes, the Amazon River is located in which continent?
Africa.
No. Who is also...
America. South America.
Yes, correct. Who is also known as the Fresh Prince?
Will Smith.
Yes. Steve Rogers is which Marvel superhero?
Captain America.
Yes. Eat Fresh is which restaurant slogan?
Pass.
Last week was opening day for what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. Which social network lets you pick your top 8 friends?
Pass.
Name one of the major headliners at Coachella this year.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Which state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Yes. What does Ohana mean in Hawaiian?
Family.
Yes. Eat Fresh is which restaurant?
Okay.
Yes. Which social network let you pick your top 8 friends?
Instagram. MySpace.
Oh, it was MySpace. Oh, my gosh.
If she had 5 more seconds.
Like, Kristen, you got them all correct, just not in enough time. That breaks your heart more than someone who doesn't get any other questions. Because then it's like, okay, fine. You know, you tried, but you didn't get it. But
yeah,
she had them all. Oh,
that
I'm
one hurt.
So sorry. It really does hurt. Kristen, thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20.
Uh-uh.
Her bad luck is your great luck. Caller 20, you get these tickets, 2 of them, to see Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball on July 16th at T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you are a Gen Zer or a millennial and your parents still support you, don't worry, you're not alone.
Yes.
Amid the rising costs of living, ballooning student debt, stagnating wages. It comes as no surprise that Gen Z and millennials are relying on their parents more than past generations. Now, the word relying might be an understatement because according to this report, 50% of parents are financially assisting their adult children to keep them afloat in today's economy.
My dad, he still pays for my phone bill.
He does. Is it just because you're on the same plan? It would be too much of a hassle? Or is it because you need help financially to pay for your phone bill?
I really don't need help, but I've been on his plan forever. Ever since I got a phone when I was in middle school, I've been on that same exact plan. And I don't know. I think it's cheaper if I stay on it. On the other hand, though, I'm still on my mom. I'm on my mom's Spotify account, on her Netflix account, and I feel like there's one more thing, and I'm just till the last straw.
I feel like those are valid. It's like you're on there. What's the point in saying, well, now it's time for me to go pay for my own? If you're like on there, yeah, you know you're on there. But does James have a totally separate cell phone? Like, he's not on your dad's cell phone, right?
No, he's with his sister and our brother-in-law. So it's my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and him. They just got on it together. They're like, do you want to join? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm good off my dad's plan.
I call that consolidation. You're just trying to consolidate the bills so you don't have like five different ones. My mom, she will randomly put money in my bank account, which is so cute. Like, I'll just see like a $100 transfer from my mom. Oh. And I'm like, Mom, why'd you put $100 in my bank account? She's like, I just wanted to do a little something nice for you in case you needed anything. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, it's just the sweetest thing. And she does that for all my siblings. Like, just randomly put some money in their account.
I was going to ask, because your youngest brother still lives with mom.
Yeah.
And how is that working out with, like, bills and stuff?
Well, she pays the bills. He's loving life because, he actually is about to buy his own house, and I think she's more upset than he is. He only went there when COVID happened so she wouldn't be alone. And then, like, prices of homes skyrocketed, and he's like, now I can't afford anything. So he finally found something, and I think she does not want him to leave. She likes having the company, and he feels like this sense of guilt, so I don't know.
I would ride that to the wheels fall off.
That's what I said. I was like, you're not paying rent. Like, he's saved so much money that he can put a huge chunk of money down now on a house. But yeah, I'm like, as long as, you know, she's cool with it, I'd do the same thing. Let's talk about Doechii. Anxiety. She is launching a new mental health hub called Anxiety is Watching Me. Now, she dropped an Instagram post on Friday with the caption saying, thank you for your support that you've given my song Anxiety. Now, let me support you. So this is really cool. The website has links to resources in a bunch of categories, including Mental Health America, the Text Crisis Line, the Trevor Project, and so much more. There's also a section on the site that helps people share helpful tools and resources so that they can deal with anxiety and help each other deal with anxiety.
Well, not only do I love Doechii for doing this, but I think her releasing this song Anxiety really puts into perspective that we need to be more open and talk about it and put it in songs. And not only is it relatable, we're really making that message clear. Like, let's discuss this. Let's sit down and talk about what's going on in mental health.
Yeah, and just not make it so taboo. She is on fire right now. She's fresh off a Grammy win for Best Rap Album. And her song Anxiety is breaking into the Hot 100 chart, I think number 10. And now she just accepted the Woman of the Year honor at Billboard's Women in Music event on Saturday night. So she's just absolutely killing it right now. Finally, this morning, as far as stunts go to promote a new item for sale, this one is very unique. The baby brand Frida has now launched a breast milk flavored ice cream to promote its new breast pump. Now, the ice cream itself does not contain actual breast milk. It's just designed to mimic its taste. It's described as sweet, nutty, and slightly salty. Would you try it?
I don't know. Like if it's real, I know this is kind of a gimmick, but let's say they really came out with a breast milk ice cream. I would be interested in trying it. I don't know if I'd go out and buy gallons of it, though.
I think that, like, the health benefits would be absolutely huge because it's like, they say breast milk is just like the best milk. It is the healthiest. And it does contain nutrients that are similar to those found in breast milk, like omega-3. berries and calcium and iron. Not quite ready to be eaten, though. Fittingly, the product's not going to be available for 9 months, which is when you can sign up for an email list to stay abreast, no pun intended, of updates on when it's due. Ramon, would you try a breast milk flavored ice cream?
I would. I've tried real breast milk, and it is on the sweeter side. So yeah, ice cream. I enjoyed ice cream. So breast milk ice cream.
Breast milk does not taste bad. Like it's kind of weird. I tasted my own breast milk, and it was just like interesting that the human body can create something that was actually kind of good. Yeah, you know.
I agree. Breast milk doesn't taste bad. What tastes bad is formula. That is gross.
Oh, what? Formula is nasty. Yeah,
I'm so confused. Terrible. You've tried breast milk and you've tried formula. Yes. I'm guessing it's Jackie's, right?
Correct.
It wasn't any other woman.
Now, right. May I ask in what capacity you tried it?
Oh, you know.
Oh,
straight from the source.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's all we needed to know.
I'm just curious. And now, wow, I just got a visual that I guess I didn't need that. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have your tickets to check out the B-52s, their Love Shack residency, on the way in just a few minutes with Heads Up. Sometimes so-called red flags turn out to actually be green flags. And this is a red flag that you've changed your stance on.
I have. And it's when this used to offend me when, especially growing up in high school, college, and they would say to me, your family is dysfunctional. I'd be like, excuse me? Yep. My family is dysfunctional.
I would actually take offense to that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why you would find that as a green flag. Like that's not a really nice thing to say, is it?
No, it's not at first. But then I've turned it into something that's made it more of a green flag, because when they would say it, I don't think they meant harm to it. They just meant like, oh my gosh, your family's kind of dysfunctional, you know, like a little remark here and there. And it's because, like, growing up, my parents, they separated fairly early on in my life when I was in middle school, got a divorce. They moved on. They didn't marry, but they did get other boyfriends and girlfriends. And then my brothers, they went through a lot of baby mamas. Like, I can remember, like, trying to remember, like, oh, my niece's mom is this person, and then my other niece's mom is this other girl. And I would have to explain to friends and other family members, like, this is so-and-so because he unfortunately cheated and got with this girl. And at the end of the day, yes, families aren't perfect. In some ways, maybe we are a little bit dysfunctional. But when hearing those words, you have a dysfunctional family, I've turned it into a green flag, because what I've learned in my life is if I didn't learn how to deal with this family drama like head on, I feel like I wouldn't be this person that I am today, which is wise, knowing what I want out of my marriage. So I feel like turning my red flag from having a dysfunctional family to now bringing it into my own, and it's like, well, yes, I have a dysfunctional family, but I've learned so much from it, and I turned that into a green flag.
Okay, so it's not so much the people that say it that are the red flag, it's you being a part of a dysfunctional family that is the red flag, that you are now saying, this is not a red flag, this is a green flag. That means that I've been through a lot, I've seen a lot, and I've gotten through all of it. I've gotten through 100% of the situations I've been faced with.
And it's funny because we were with family last week in Sacramento for my nephew's graduation. And James, he made a remark, and I thought it was funny. He goes, you know whose family is dysfunctional? And I go, mine. It's me. And he goes, but he loves it. He loves
now
my family.
Now it's pride that you feel.
Yes, it's pride. And he's like, at every family party, it's always so fun. Like, you guys have learned to deal through it. And not only that, but it makes things like, it's no longer tense. It's no longer drama. It's like we look back on things now like, yo, remember we were so toxic, LOL.
And you laugh about it. It's fun. Is there something that used to be a red flag for you, but now you really feel like it was a green flag? 702-364-9400. I think for me, my red flag that I think is an actual green flag is that it takes me a while to open up to people. And it may seem like I'm closed off, but really, I'm just really careful about who I trust. And so when I do let you in, know that it is real. It is 100% real if I let you in. I'm not trying to be closed off. I just am very, like, selective. And then also, I think a red flag for some people is people that don't have a huge friend group. like you have this huge group of your girls. And I think that's super cool if you have that. I don't, and I think it's a green flag because some people might think it's like lack of social skills, but I prioritize quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. You know, that is my red flag that I think is a green flag.
I love that about you too, because you're selective and you're an empathetic person, and people coming to you, you vibe off of other people's energy and you got to protect it, especially in our industry too. It's like, hey, I got to focus on the show. I got things to do. I got my own family. And that's what I love about you. So I see that as a green flag for you.
We're getting some texts here. This one is from Shelly. She says, some people might see this as a red flag, but I have been single for a really long time, and it means that I'm comfortable on my own and I'm not just jumping into relationships for the sake of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, especially if you're, you know, getting older and you're not married, they're like, oh, what's wrong with them? Well, they're not just jumping into something. You know what I mean?
And not only that, you're self-sufficient. You don't need any validation. You're secure by yourself. Hey, if you're by yourself, you know, you go do all these things on your own. You don't need no one.
Exactly. This one says, I admit that I am always working on myself, which may be a red flag. No one has it all figured out. And the fact that I know that I have flaws and I'm actively working on them, I think that's a green flag if I've ever seen one.
I think for your husband, Matt, I think people like to see him as a red flag, but I think it's a green flag is he's blunt.
Oh, he is blunt and he will tell you the truth. And that is a green flag.
Yes.
Yeah. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are back, ready to go after a great weekend. I was out of town. We went to San Antonio, went and saw J-Hope, TS. He was in concert there. Is it bad that I'm going to see him again in LA?
You are?
This weekend.
No, it's not bad. You love him and you love BTS. Go.
I'm so excited. So that concert was this past Thursday night. It was absolutely incredible. And so Friday, we had the day off. So my daughter and I, and she got me the tickets as a birthday gift. We were like, so what should we do? Here we are. We're in San Antonio, Texas. We'll go check out the Alamo, which, by the way, is under construction, so don't go see it. We went to the world famous River Walk, and then it hit me. I go, wait, we're in Texas. We got to go to Buc-ee's. I mean, come on.
Of course.
So I Google nearest Buc-ee's, and it's in New Braunfels, or am I saying that right? Anyone from Texas? So it was about 40 minutes away. We drove all the way out there, and I swear everyone who went to that concert had the exact same idea. The place was absolutely packed, and we ended up doing like a mukbang. We bought all this food and we just tried all of it. Like, we didn't finish all of it. We just took it like, oh, this is good. Took a couple bites of this. Oh, this is good. We got banana pudding. We got a barbecue sandwich. We got this chicken, spicy chicken sandwich. We got this Philly cheesesteak burrito.
Oh my gosh.
Of course we got the Buc-ee's little, what are they called? The beaver nuggets. We got all sorts of stuff and just went to town and had lunch. It was so much fun.
I've never been to a Buc-ee's, but I've heard there's a Buc-ee's that is gonna be in Phoenix. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Outside of Phoenix, yeah.
Outside of Phoenix, and I'm excited to see it. Would you drive 5 hours to a Buc-ee's, though?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Really?
Is anyone else with me? I feel like we need a Buc-ee's here in Southern Nevada. Why do we not have one? To most people just who've never experienced it, it's like, it's a gas station with food. Like, what's the big deal? It's not. It's different. Can anyone attest to this? 702-364-9400. And what does Vegas need that we don't have? I feel like we have a lot. There's and we have it at every hour you can imagine. So we're very lucky in that aspect. But there are some vital things that we are missing here. What do you think this city needs? 702-364-9400. It needs a Buc-ee's. You've got the food. You've got the drink stations. There's like a whole coffee bar. Then there's a whole like soda bar. Then there's clothing. There's gifts. There's candies. There's everything. A bakery. A jerky bar. Like, it's absolutely incredible.
I'm doing this and I want to say that Vegas needs this for selfish reasons, but we're the ninth island, and what we need from Hawaii is Foodland. Have you ever been to Foodland
no.
in Hawaii?
No, what's Foodland?
So it's a normal grocery store, but what they're famous for in Hawaii for Foodland is their poke. And the poke there in Foodland is the best poke I've ever had. Yes, do we have poke here, but the poke from Foodland is amazing.
I know it has to be better because you called it poke, and then here you just called it pokey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be even better. It's fancier.
Yeah, but have you ever had Hawaii, when you went to visit, did you ever go to poke, get poke from Foodland?
No, I didn't, and I've never been there. But another place maybe you'll agree that needs to come here, speaking of Hawaii, is Leonard's.
Mm, the bakery.
The Malasadas.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That is something that we need. 702-364-9400. I think we should make like a form letter and send it to all these businesses. So we're going to send it to those ones. We're going to send it to Bucky's. Kelly, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about what Vegas needs. We're talking about Bucky's. What do you think?
Well, I was funny because just last week I was talking to my brother and I was like, we need to invest in these. Like, let's just go all in. We can't go wrong. And then also down in Arizona, they have these mass complexes with like barbecue, axe throwing, mini golf, go-kart, zip lining, all in one. And I'm like, why do we not have this for all the families outside of the Strip?
Is there a name for that? Or is it just a place that has
there
it all?
Is. I need to find out what it is. I texted my daughter when I texted her the quickest to answer because she lives there and it's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, when you figure out what it's called, let us know because we got to check that out. But yes, I think we need something like that. Just a huge entertainment mm-hmm. area. I know we have entertainment here, but it's targeted towards specific needs, gambling
yes.
or movies or whatever. Let's talk to Lulu. Lulu, what does Vegas need?
A Primark.
What is Primark?
It's mostly on the East Coast. I think the closest one to us is Chicago, Illinois, and based out of England or London. It has clothes. It has tons of Disney bags that kind of look like lounge flies, but a lot less expensive.
Ooh. What would you compare it to, Lulu?
I would say like a Target, but reasonably priced. I mean, there's clothes there that you would think they were Walmart, but really good quality. Like Rita Ora has a line of clothing from there. They have just amazing stuff.
Oh my gosh,
Primark.
I'm in. I am so in. I'm going to look that up. Thank you, Lulu. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, what does Vegas need?
Hey, Mercedes, I think you're going to appreciate this, but they need an all sup.
All sups. They have those in New Mexico.
What's an all sup?
Oh my God. We're obsessed with the chocolate milk that they sell there. Their chicken nuggets, their burritos, chimichangas. Everything.
The world famous burrito for 50 years. That's what they are known for. I love all subs. Yes. How do we not have an all subs here? That's so confusing.
I'm looking at all subs right now. Beef and bean burritos they have.
Oh, their burritos are the best. Okay. Kathy has some Bucky's insider information.
Ooh.
Kathy, what's up?
Okay, so I lived in New Braunfels, Texas, where that Bucky's is that you guys went to.
Yeah.
And Bucky's is famous for having signs saying how far the next Bucky's is on the freeways in Texas. So they're always like 200 miles or so. But I was driving through Laughlin going to see my sister in Yuma, and they have a Bucky sign there going to Laughlin saying 864 miles or something like that, which is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. So is that referring to the one that they're building in Arizona?
I would guess that one's got to be closer than 864 miles.
Well, that's true.
Miles,
that's
right?
Really far. I wonder why they're doing that. Oh, what is happening? Okay, here's what we have to do. Kathy, tell me if you're in. When that one finally opens in Arizona, I think we rent like a big bus and we have like winners. You can win tickets on the Bucky's bus road trip and we all go down there together. Are you in?
That's awesome.
Are you in, Kathy?
I'm in.
Okay,
put me
so
on the list.
You're already on the list. We're putting you. You're the first person on the list. Are you in?
I've been in. I was ready to go by myself, but now that we're doing a road trip, let's go.
Ramon, are you in for the Bucky's road trip?
1,000%
Oh, we are so gonna make this happen. I'm actually gonna. I'm gonna start working on this. Renting a couple of buses. We all want to go. It's gonna be amazing.
This is huge.
Not driving though.
Yeah, I'm not driving either.
Yeah, no goes.
All right, it is time to win. Time to play Heads Up, and we are giving away tickets to see the B-52s. It is their Love Shack, the Vegas residency. Tickets for April 16th over at the Venetian Theater at the Venetian Resort. Caller 20, you are playing Heads Up right now. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's do this. Ashley, you are caller 20.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Let's do it. Monday morning winner with Heads Up. We've got these tickets for you to check out the B-52's Love Shack residency over at the Venetian. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with birthday card, extra, extra, see what I did there, slurping around, or in God we trust?
Shoot. I mean, birthday. Who doesn't love a birthday?
I love a birthday. Birthday card it is. World Party Day is on Thursday. So these are all things that are associated with parties, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes. Let's do it. All we have to do is get six in 60 seconds. I know we can do this.
You guys do got this. All right, Ashley, Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. They start now.
You cut this after you blow the candles out on it. Yes. This is, you fill them up with helium. Yes. This is, you hit this with a stick to get candy. Yes. This is when you sing a song to just a vocal an audio track. You're doing this. You can rent out rooms to do...
karaoke.
Yes. This is like on New Year's, you pop a bottle of this. Yes. This is when you leave a kid's birthday party, sometimes the parents will give your kid one of these to take home.
Take home gift.
What are they
take
called?
Bag.
What's the bag called? It's filled with what? It's like a...
A goodie bag.
Yes, nice. It's a goodie bag. You got it, Ashley. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm super excited.
This is going to be such a fun party show. The B-52's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. Your tickets are for April 6th over at the Venetian Theater at the Venetian Resort. And we're going to have more of these tickets for you all week long with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There really needs to be some sort of reference material for researchers on which science fiction sounds like a good idea. So scientists are now exploring the creation of bodyoids, which are human bodies grown in artificial wombs without consciousness or the ability to feel pain. And these bodyoids could provide a new source of organs for transplants. And they say this will reduce the long waiting list for patients. So basically, they're creating these brainless human bodies to use for organ transplants and medical testing.
That is freaky. I mean, I can't imagine seeing one in real life.
I get it. It helps to test new medicines, too. It could also decrease the need for animal testing.
Okay.
And make drug development definitely more efficient. But I just feel like there's an ethical question here. Like, it just... it doesn't seem ethical to me for some reason. Does anyone else feel that way? Why do I feel weird and creeped out by this?
No, that's totally valid. I feel the same way. It's just like thinking about these people. They're not real people though, right?
Well, they haven't made them. They're researching the fact of making them. But so, no, they're not people. There's no... there's no brains. There's no ability to feel pain. It's just like a meat suit with organs in
them. Yeah, and then you said they're doing it for organ transplant. Like, let's say if someone needs the organs for surgery, they're going to get it from
these.
Yeah,
like, I need a heart transplant, and I've been waiting for months. I'm on this list. I'm 700 on this list. Well, now they'll just make you a heart through this body, and boom, you have your heart.
I can't wrap my head around that.
I don't know. It just seems so bizarre. It seems like kind of matrixy, the idea. I don't know.
Animal cruelty, though, if it goes down.
That's a good thing. There you go.
That's the one thing that comes out of it.
Also this morning, is workplace bullying a bigger problem than it used to be? A new poll out from people that are currently working but looking for new jobs say it is. 22% of people at work seem meaner than they were a year ago, according to this survey. And 62% of people think companies should put up signs reminding people to be nice to each other. Oh, yeah, like that's going to work. Like, oh, sorry, I forgot. I'm going to all of a sudden be nice to my coworker.
When entering the office building, please make sure to be kind.
Be nice.
Do you think that's true? Do you, like, just thinking about it?
Some people are mean. I think for the most part, people are really nice and good. Or even if they aren't overly nice, they're just respectable. But there's always that one or two that are just so toxic. And, you know, what can you do? I just try to distance myself. That's the best thing I can do.
I think that's not an issue that we really run into on a day-to-day basis.
No, definitely not.
It's just me, you, Ramon, I see every day. And that's really it. I don't see anyone that's really toxic or bully.
Well, the big thing, the number one toxic workplace behavior here in 2025, they say, is gossiping. They say 45% of people have seen it happen in the past year. Professional communication was number two, and then taking steps to avoid working with certain people.
Okay, well, is it really gossiping, or are we really just venting?
I feel like when we talk, it's not like, did you hear that? It's not like that. It's more like, so-and-so told me that blah, 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 blah. So, like, now you know. It's not like speculation on stuff. We're not gossipers.
No, I think we update each other when we need to. We really are mostly professional. And then when we want to, like, have fun, we're just like, off the show.
Finally this morning, this sounds... What's more terrifying, the brainless human bodies for organs or this? Okay.
Okay.
A babysitter in Kansas found a very troubling surprise after a child she was watching complained that there was a monster hiding under the bed. So the babysitter goes to look, and what did she find? But a man hiding under the child's bed.
No.
Yes. She wanted to show the kid, look, there's nothing there. But they look, and there is a man. They called the police. Sheriff's deputies arrived at the home after they were called about the disturbance. When they arrived, the babysitter told the police that when the man was discovered, there was this altercation. The kid and the babysitter were knocked over during the scuffle. As the suspect fled, and then the next day, the deputies, they spotted the man while they were in the area looking for the suspect. He ran, and after a short pursuit, they caught him. Martin Villalobos Jr. was arrested and booked into jail on multiple charges, including aggravated kidnapping and child endangerment.
What? You go to say your kid is, oh, there's monsters under the bed. Oh, there's not, honey. And there's an actual guy. I wouldn't even know what to do.
That is so scary. Like, that is stuff made out. You know, in horror movies where they're like, don't look under the bed. You know there's going to be something there. Like, that is... That is way more terrifying than, you know, Mike Wazowski or Sully being underneath there. I'll take that any day.
I mean, yeah, in the bodyoids too, with the brainless human bodies, I'll take that too.
Yeah, no kidding. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and every Monday it's time for Jerk or Justified, where you guys reach out to us and you say you want honesty, and that's what you get. Are you being a jerk or are you justified? If you have a situation you want us to talk about on the show, feel free to shoot us an email, and you can do that through our website at mix941.fm. Sammy sent us this email. It says, hey guys, I have something for Jerk or Justified. I've got a situation that's been weighing on me, and I'm honestly torn about what to do. My childhood best friend is getting married soon, and while I want to be supportive, I'm struggling with her choice of partner. Here's the thing. Her fiance is genuinely awful. He's been credibly accused of abusing two girls we went to high school with. And as an adult, he's just arrogant, rude, and disrespectful. I've tried talking to her about it, both gently and not so gently, trying to explain why I'm worried for her, but she just won't listen. Now I'm at a point where I'm not sure I can even bring myself to attend the wedding. It feels like I'd be endorsing something I'm completely against, but at the same time, I don't want to lose my friend over this. Should I suck it up and go to the wedding to support her, or is it justified for me to stay home and not be a part of this? Am I the jerk here for even considering not going, or am I justified in sticking to my values? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts, Sammy. 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I mean, sticky situation. You've already communicated why you don't like the guy, but she's sticking to it and she's marrying the guy. I mean, I honestly think you'd be a jerk for not going to the wedding because you have already done your part, but now it's time to support your friend. Maybe you don't like the guy, but you got to be there for the friend and just show that you still love her regardless if you don't like the fiance or not. So I say jerk. You're a jerk for not going even if you think you're considering not going.
Okay, let's talk to Brooke here. 702-364-9400. Brooke, what do you think?
Hi, you guys. Okay, so it's a funny situation. I was actually the bride, and my best friend, who I've had since 7th grade, had told me multiple times, hey, don't marry this guy. He's not good for you. I don't feel like he's the right one. He showed up the morning of my wedding with bagels and said, I don't think you're supposed to marry him. I said, are you kidding me? I'm on my way to, like, go to my wedding. Let's just say we called it off right before we said I do. I said, I'm not supposed to marry you. And we still had our reception, oddly enough. And my friend, my very best friend, she did show up. So kudos to her. However, yeah, I just knew the whole time I wasn't supposed to marry him, but I wanted so badly for it to work out. And her showing up that morning was a really a big push for me to remember like what I was worth. And I appreciated her for that.
Sammy, do you think, or not, Brooke, do you think Sammy should do that same thing for her friend? Like, show up and try to convince her one last time, like, you should not be doing this.
I mean, I think it's just such unconditional love. Like, she genuinely cares for her. And she either can be mad at her or she can appreciate that. And I, at the moment, was mad at my best friend. Now, looking back, I am so grateful that she came and showed up and brought me bagels and didn't even have her feeling still.
Wow.
That's amazing, Brooke. You could have your own segment.
Like, yeah, no kidding.
Your story is absolutely incredible. I'm of the same mindset. I feel like if you're a friend, you're a friend for the good times and the bad times, and you're a friend for the agreements and the disagreements, and I think she'll need you now more than ever. And I get it. I have friends whose husbands I'm like, but they're still my friends and I love them and I'm going to be there for them. Ramon, what do you think in this situation?
I think we all have friends like that, right? Where their partner, we're all kind of like, I could do without. But I don't think she's a jerk for considering not going, because I would also consider not going. But at the end of the day, you should be there. You have to be there. I would be there for her or for him. Not for their partner.
Yeah. And is there a way that you could, like, corner the groom and, like, listen, if anything happens to her, you got all of us to deal with. So I hope you figure it out, Sammy. Keep us posted. It's a tough situation, but I think you got to be there for your friend. It's Mix 94.1.